This is a CHOI News Report. On Sunday, Premier David Eby announced that Parksville Qualcomm MLA Adam Walker had been removed from the NDP caucus due to misconduct in an unspecified human resources complaint. Speaking at a press conference on Monday, the Premier told reporters that an employee had filed the complaint against Walker in July.
Yes, this relates to a complaint, an employment relationship complaint. Under our collective agreement, there's no criminal investigation. This is not a criminal matter. This is a human resources matter under our collective agreement. It's not related to the interaction Mr. Walker had with a deer. This is a concerning and serious issue. And it went through our formal collective agreement investigation process led by caucus. And based on the determination of that, based on the conclusions of that investigation, I determined that Mr. Walker couldn't continue. But I can advise it's not related to why he was in the news in the last week, and it's not related to any sort of criminal conduct.
In an interview with CHOI, Walker blasted the premier for stating the complaint was from a member of his staff.
The fear I have is that by the premier releasing information about potentially the individual involved, it's led to news cameras showing up in my office and intimidating my staff. It's so important that when somebody, a worker in this province, has a concern, that when they bring those concerns forward, that's done in a private way so that there's no risk for any sort of public backlash of people bringing complaints forward.
Walker refused to confirm or deny that the complaint was made by someone in his office. In a written statement on Monday afternoon, Walker said he was looking to address the unspecified allegations in what he called an appropriate forum. He later told CHOI that he was looking at possible arbitration and has legal support.
Yeah, usually a process like this, if things go off the rails, is you would take it through arbitration and then you'd have somebody independent be able to evaluate the merits of the complaint, the process, and really at the end of the day, find a positive solution so that everybody can move forward.
According to legislature expense reports, Walker was billed $1,441 by a Kamloops law firm on January 30th, 2023 for reviewing multiple discipline, grievance, and medical documents, as well as correspondence with the BC General Employees Union and emails regarding medical leave for a person whose name was redacted. Walker was also billed $655 on February 24th to review correspondence related to union grievance, emails about possible staff layoffs, as well as an investigation and implementation of a workplace impairment policy. Walker won't say if those expenses are related to the complaint in July, but ruled out paying that money back.
No, all the expenses related to my office to serve the community are expenses that go through a process that's approved by the Legislative Assembly, and that's not on the table.
Walker says he will continue to serve as an independent MLA for Parksville Qualcomm and will not resign and run a by-election for a renewed mandate.
Certainly an option, but I don't think the taxpayers want to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars just to reaffirm what's already here. The people of this community voted for me. It was my name that was on the ballot, and I've been working very hard every single day, and I'm looking forward to continuing to serve the people of this community for the next 13 months, and it'll be up to the voters at the next general election to decide whether I've done a good job or not.
Walker also told CHOI that he's not ruling out joining another party in the legislature, but has not had discussions with any.
You know, all options are on the table, but the next election's a long time away, and right now I just want to keep working for the people of this community, and for the next short while, that'll be as an independent, and whatever best serves the people of this community is what I intend to do.
A representative from the BC General's Employee Union declined to speak on what he called private matters that may pertain to union members, but says the union will continue to support members in Walker's office. For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.